Update Talking News Stoke is brought to you by sponsorship from National Lottery, Awards for All. A very warm welcome to you to the opening segment of Update Talking News Stoke and North Staffordshire for April the 3rd, 2025. It's great to have you back with us, and I hope you've had an amazing month so far. Currently, we aim to get the service out to you via the USB pouch service around every 2 to 3 weeks, with the occasional overlap depending on volunteer availability and situations that are sometimes outside our control, like illness or Royal Mail delays. The next edition will be April the 17th, 2025, just after Easter, it should be with you. And then also the next one after that is going to be May the 7th, 2025. If you use the pouch service, please try and get your pouches back to us around the 15th, 16th of April and the 3rd of May. If you'd like those editions sending out to you. I know there have been some issues of late with a few of you not having USB sticks in the pouch. We apologise for this. There's obviously some issue with someone within the Royal Mail stealing them. If this keeps happening, please do let us know and we'll try to find a solution. Content is available on our website at updatestoke.org, on SoundCloud by searching for Update Stoke, and via the Wireless for the Blind talking newspaper app on tablet or smartphone. Update is also available on Amazon Alexa and Google Nest. If you need help accessing this service, please do get in touch with us and we'll try and help you with that. If you need any help whatsoever with any of our services, then give us a call on 07500 870 689 and we'll guide you through the process. If you know of anyone who'd like to listen to Update who doesn't already, please do spread the word, and the same goes regarding volunteers. If you know of anyone with a little spare time who may want to help and contribute, please do spread the word and ask them to get in touch. We're also asking anyone who decides to switch from USB sticks to another one of the services to return your equipment to us to let us know who you are. And if you can afford to make a yearly contribution of £25 to help with additional cost, we also ask for that £25 cost fee if you need a player replacing. The addition of Alexa means a few changes around availability of content, so certain things are only available on our website and via the USB pouch service. Staffordshire Sight Loss share content when available on Facebook and Twitter, and they're also running social groups, get-togethers and events, and they also have a wonderful drop-in service at the Hub on a Tuesday in Albion Street, and they offer a whole host of courses, including things like Staffordshire, including things like living with sight loss courses. If you need any support, help or advice, please do give them a call, and their phone number is 07931 327018. You can call, text or WhatsApp. Their email is hello@ssla.org.uk. So the readers this week are myself, Liz and Uta. We've got Liz covering poems for Jean. She's also helping John out with the sport. Cliff is having a couple of weeks off but should be back with us for the Easter edition. We also have Uta's one and only snippets. We've got two quizzes. Liz bringing you a one and only quiz in news and features, and then we've got Timbo's trivia with the questions coming up for you very shortly, and then we'll have the answers at the start of the entertainment segment. Talking about that, we have the best of the what's on at the cinema. We've got some theatre previews for you. We've also got a musical interlude, and we have got Grapevine, the TV gossip, and we also have for you this week back the TV, radio and film highlights. We're taking a little break from the Audible audiobook preview, but we'll have a special one for you when we're back for the Easter edition, and we've got some Easter poems for you. If you've got any requests or anything that you would like to hear, please do get in touch and let me know. And you can give us a call on 07500 870689. I hope that you are having a good year so far and you're in good spirits, not too depressed with the state of the world, everything going on in America and the Ukraine. The wielding of the sword by the current government and all the recent benefit cuts. It's always good to try and look on the bright side. I know the cost of living crisis is a nightmare at the moment as well. The amount of money we're spending on things like food and supplies. But it is always good also if you get a little down to have something to look forward to, or if you get a little lonely, why not reach out to a friend or family member who you've not spoken to for a while, or someone in your life that you know that you can depend on, and have a nice phone call or arrange to meet for a walk, lunch or a coffee or a drink in the pub. A reminder also to be aware of scams this April and May. They're popping up in texts, on WhatsApp, email, through the post and on telephone and even at your door sometimes. And if you're ever in doubt, always ask someone for advice first. At least we do have Easter to look forward to, the week of the 14th, and I hope you've got some nice things planned. If you need any help or support, please get in touch and we'll try and help whatever way we can. And we might be able to help and provide you with a range of information, like using entertainment services like Netflix and Amazon with audio description, or talking book services. You can call us on 07500 870689. We are currently pursuing funding streams, but through this difficult time, funds are limited and donations are greatly appreciated. Also, we implement a contribution request regarding USB players. So for existing members who need a player replacing, we ask that you contribute £25. I hope you always find ways to lift your spirits when you need to. If you need to get in touch about anything at all, the phone number again, I always like to repeat, is 07500 870689, or you can email us, and that's updatetnstoke@gmail.com, and you can also text that phone number as well, 07500 870689. We're always here if you need us. I'd like to take another opportunity to thank you so much for listening and supporting Update. A big thank you to those who've donated, and a special thank you to all our volunteers who give up their time to help keep Update going. And I hope you do enjoy the range of features and information we have for you for this edition for April the 3rd. And through all things, keep smiling through, and I hope you enjoy all the features we've got to follow. Keep listening, we've got Timbo's trivia coming up, and then we're going to go into local news and features.